Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, more orange bag drama.
Yes, I'm afraid so, but this time it's not really a man-made problem unless you talk about disaster readability. It's nature. As you know, I'm a very enthusiastic separated source recycler. Plastic, polystyrene, cardboard goes into the orange bags that we get from the city, cans and glass into the clear bags, and then they get put on the verge for collection on the same day as the black bags and the blue garden refuse bag. Mm-hmm. Right, all organized. Except this Monday, the blue and the black bags went with the DSW trucks, and the entire neighborhood's orange and clear bags just got left on the verges.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I phoned Durban Solid Waste, and Robert Dubu told me that the non-collection is a massive but temporary problem because the recycling sorting center, South Durban, which is managed by Impact in partnership with DSW for our whole orange bag project, was badly damaged by the big storm of March 10.
Understandable.
And has been out of operation since. So the collectors can't take their full orange and clear bags there. Some temporary holding points have been found for some areas, but not mine on the Berea Overport. We don't have a plan B, so collection is not happening at the moment.
So why can't they just store these bags at one of the landfill sites in the meantime?
Yeah, good question, but there's lots of red tape involved. Robert Abu told me that DSW was trying to get what he called relaxation of the permits to use the landfill, but there are problems with that, so it's a no-go for now. So the message I want to get across today is, recyclers, please keep separating your black bag rubbish from the recyclables and keep those orange and clear bags in your homes for the next 2 weeks or so until normal collection resumes, and I'll do my best to get the word out when that happens.
And because those bags are literally just filled with cans and bottles,
they're not going to rot and attract maggots or anything. Unless, they shouldn't. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I just want to quickly, it's not strictly a consumer issue, but I can't not mention the big storm's other environmental impact, and that is millions of tiny plastic pellets known as nurdles. That's what plastic is made from, plastic products are made from.
Yeah.
It's thought that containers of these things landed up in the sea during that storm.
Yeah.
And they've been washing up on Durban's beaches and down as far as East London and up Richards Bay way. Even Mozambique are here now. So the impact is horrendous. They look like little lentils. So they float on the surface, and marine life think it's fish eggs, food basically. You can imagine it's a major ecological disaster. So this Sunday, lots of people going down to a Durban beach, any Durban beach, they're everywhere. And Sunday morning, be part of the cleanup. I'm going to be there. Whatever you pick up is not going to end up killing some
What would you
life.
Do to pick up with a net?
You must take a sieve. Good question.
Or a colander.
Something that will, think of a little lentil. That size. It's a huge issue which hasn't got all that much coverage.
Okay.
And finally, we've got time. It's a different sort of a morning. To say Christmas parcels. If you're intending to send Christmas gifts to loved ones overseas, tomorrow is the cutoff if you want to send surface mail, which is by ship, and it's obviously a lot cheaper. If you want them to get to your people overseas, you must send by tomorrow. And the 8th of December is the cutoff for email.
Can we still rely on the postal service when it comes to posting parcels?
It's an interesting question.
I'm asking for a friend.
From what I could gather, you're still okay if you're sending abroad, okay? But for incoming gifts, there is a bit of a problem because there's still a hold up at the sorting center in Joburg. The backlog is 6 weeks to 2 months. I'm getting from people, they keep saying that they're sorting it out. But I would say, if you've got someone overseas that's going to be sending you a gift, tell them to get sending now because of that backlog. And most importantly, we've done this on the show, but it keeps coming up. Warn them that the declared value that they put on that parcel must not be more than the equivalent of 1,400 Rand in order for it to qualify as a gift. If it's more, you're going to have to pay customs duty and VAT, which is going to take the icing off your Christmas gift. And even if it is a gift, you are going to have to pay a clearance fee, which is a new thing they're doing, of between 24 or 48 Rand, depending on the size of the parcel. So no free gift for Christmas or any other time.
100%. Thanks for the heads up.